Hello, my name is Yang Fen. In this episode, number 12 of MicTech series, I'm very happy to introduce the location service and API for you. In this episode, we will learn the functionalities of the location service, which consists of four categories: UE location service, UE distance service, UE area service, and zone service. The resource structure of the location API is also to be introduced in this material. The location service consumer can get one or more UE's location information based on ACR. Considering personal privacy protection, ACR can be used as a query parameters of the location service to represent one or a group of users. For example, the IP address can be regarded as a kind of ACR. The location service consumer can get all the UE's location information based on zone ID and access point ID. A zone lets itself to be used to group all radio nodes that are associated with a MEC host or a subset of them, according to the desired deployment. A zone consists of one or more access points. Consumers can subscribe to the events describing UE entering or leaving an area. The figure illustrates the scenario when a user is working across the border of access points. A leaving area event and an entering area event are reported at the same time. If you want to track a UE continually, you can leverage the location service to subscribe to the periodic reports regarding the target UE. Location information can be presented in various forms. The main forms include geodetic location, is described by attributes of latitude, longitude, and altitude. The relative location represents the relative location in a reference system, that is a Cartesian coordinate system, and is described by a map. Sometimes, especially for vertical industries, the customers care more about the relative location than geodetic location. For example, the AGV vehicle is expected to know the location in the factory rather than the latitude and the longitude. The customers can also get civic address to represent UE location via location service, example, L, floor, room number, etc. Besides this location, the location service also supports getting the distance between two UEs, and the consumers can subscribe to the UE distance event, which is referenced from the OMA specifications and is shown in the following list. The location service consumer can subscribe to the notification regarding UE entering or leaving a specific shape. The shape could be a circle described by radius and origin point, or a polygon described by several points. The location service provide a flexible way to describe the target area for a subscription. This function could be used for a virtual electronic fence. The location service consumer can get one or more zones and access points information based on zone ID and the access point ID. The zone information contains the attributes of the number of access points, the number of unserverable access points, and the number of users. The zone is defined in the OMA specification, as well as the access point. The location service consumer can subscribe to the notifications regarding someone entering or leaving a monitoring zone or access point. In this slide, we have an overview of the resource structure of the location API, which is a summary of functionalities introduced in previous slides. The left resource URL tree contains the query response approach. The right resource URL tree contains the subscription notification approach. Wrapping up, in this episode, we have learned the functionalities of the location service and what kind of results we can get. The location service is powerful and useful for many potential customers. It provides several services, including getting UE position, measuring the distance of two targets, monitoring entering and leaving event for a specific area, etc. There is a lot of material for the ones interested in finding out more, such as visiting the Mic Sandbox website, go through the mic specification, Mic 13, which provides a lot of examples in Annex B, looking into the ICFog website, and also following the next episodes of the Mac Tech series. Thanks for watching.